the good guys in the land are called the lords, and they have dedicated themselves to understanding how the earth power in the land works. And Covenant eventually falls in with them, and they're thrilled to see him because he is the reincarnation of an ancient hero, Barak Halfhand. Covenant's had two fingers amputated because of his leprosy. Barak had had two fingers cut off. Covenant also bears a magical ring. We're like, uh-oh, here's the Tolkienian part. But it's white gold rather than pure gold. And this fits in very much with Donaldson's theme. It's not perfectly pure gold. It's an alloy. It's something that's impure. And that idea of an alloy, of a mixture of white gold or a mixture of health and illness, which is what Covenant is at the center of the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. Donaldson is dealing with themes of healing. Tolkien is dealing with themes of fallen perfection. But when Tolkien describes in the land of Lothlorien, there was no illness in the land of Lothlorien, that land had left no stain, it really leaves out a kind of a character who might have be sick and even contaminated the way that Covenant sees himself. By having leprosy, he views himself as contaminated. It actually gets worse. Not only does Covenant refuse to be the savior of the land, saying, I won't wield the white gold, I don't know how to wield the white gold, but he does some pretty horrible things when he gets there. One of his first acts in the land is to rape someone because he's driven insane by the feeling that's come back to his body. And this young girl actually is at least somewhat attracted to him, but then he rapes her. So the whole entry into the land begins with a crime against someone. And that crime comes back again and again to haunt Covenant through all the books, what he has done, how he has wronged this young woman. So you'd be hard put to come up with a character less like Frodo than Thomas Covenant. On the other hand, what Donaldson has done as he borrows and develops these Tolkienian themes. For example, there's a giant. The giants are wonderful. We love the giants. Saltheart Foam Follower. And Saltheart Foam Follower is very, very much like Treebeard in The Lord of the Rings. He talks very slowly and sonorously, and he has great power, and he loves Thomas Covenant the way Treebeard seems to love Merry and Pippin. So there's similarities like that. There's a great keep or fortress called Revelstone that's very similar to Minas Tirith. There's even, at the end, a giant volcano in which the climactic action, or a big important part of the climactic action, takes place. So, yes, the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant are exceptionally derivative. I would say that the second series, there's two sets of three books, and the second one comes back thousands of years after the first, and Donaldson invents this amazingly cool idea called the Sunbane, a curse that's been put on the sun, so that each different sun brings, there's a sun of fertility where everything grows really fast, and then the sun might change color, and there's a sun of rain where it just floods the whole land, and there's a sun of corruption where everything rots in like 3 days. It's a really neat idea, and it's very well developed, and there's yet another quest to remake the Staff of Law, which Covenant broke at one point, to restore law and healing to the land. Now, all of this is centered around the conflict with the evil dark lord of the land, who's called Lord Foul the Despiser. And Lord Foul, like every other dark lord, seeks Dhamma. Importantly, he seeks to be set free from the land.